from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a flood watch has been issued for most of New Jersey through the rest of the day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero will have more coming up. The New Jersey Attorney General's office says 40 Jersey Shore police officers, including two former chiefs of police, were subject to major discipline last year. The annual report includes terminations, reductions in ranks, and resignations that took place before an officer would have been disciplined. What was classified as major discipline ranged from an officer who was caught in a child sexual abuse sting operation to a corrections officer who reported for duty with what was described as unauthorized facial hair. Rutgers University is raising their tuition again.
The State University's Board of Governors greenlit a 5% increase in tuition for the in-state students, a 6% increase in tuition for the out-of-state students, and a 6% increase in campus housing costs on Tuesday. The tuition increase for the 2025-2026 school year is more than the 4% hike approved last year. The dollar amounts vary from campus to campus, though a full-time in-state student's tuition at Rutgers New Brunswick is rising by $711 to just under $15,000 a year. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Amboy Bank. Don't wait for mortgage rates to drop to buy your dream home. Buy your dream home today, and if mortgage rates drop later, you can lower your rate with just a phone call. No refinancing required. Learn more at amboybank.com/rateswitch. Amboy Bank is an equal housing lender. A Montville, New Jersey woman is celebrating a huge fish caught at a local small pond in Morris County. Carolina Decker showed pictures of her nearly 10-pound catfish to Patch.com. She caught it at Mazer Park Pond in Boonton last Sunday. Decker says she used a 6-inch bluegill as bait. President Trump says he's holding firm to his deadline on tariffs, August 1st. A letter was sent out from the White House to dozens of nations, and the president claims those letters are the finalized deal. At a cabinet meeting Tuesday, the president also seemed to suggest that holding negotiations for the more than 150 nations around the world would take too much time.
A letter means a deal. You know, a lot of people said, we got 200 countries. We can't meet with 200 countries. We have a few trusted people that know what they're doing, that are doing a good job. But you can't do it. You have to do it in a more general way, but it's a very good way.
It was also announced that copper would be tariffed across the board at 50% in an effort to boost domestic production of the metal. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long until we're done with these storms? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Total rainfall over the next 12 to 24 hours could reach 2 or 3 inches somewhere in New Jersey. The question is, who gets the bullseye of our next batch of solid rain? That will most likely be along or south of Interstate 195, where the ground is already saturated, and that's why we once again have to talk about flooding potential. Flood watch in effect for most of the state, southern and central New Jersey tonight, with that round of heavy rain and strong thunderstorms coming into play. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, spotty showers continue with lots of clouds. It'll be a little bit cooler, but still very humid. Highs around 80. Friday, we'll see some improvements with partly sunny skies. There is a chance of an isolated shower early and late. Highs in the mid-80s. The weekend looks okay with periods of sun, but I can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm. Highs will be in the upper 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Clark, it is 90 degrees. Middletown, 86. Atlantic City, 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. If you're still having neck, back, shoulder, leg, any kind of pain, let the physical therapist at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.